Gary Crisp joining me now from Racing Sports. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, Sean, how's it going?
Pretty good, thank you. We had a look at Sydney, of course, first of all, and interesting meeting there on the weekend. Invincible was a nice win in the Tats Club Handicap.
Yeah, Chris seems to have found the key to this guy now, obviously spacing his runs, and of course the blinkers first up there, last start was positive. So, and, you know, he's on an upward spiral on his figures. He's just improving a few pounds each of his last two starts. So, yeah, I mean, he's working his way through the grades, but he's pretty authoritative there on Saturday, so maybe there's another win to come, yeah.
Janoob, good, just tough, honest run, wasn't it, the Tats Club Cup?
Yeah, geez, honest. Horse is like a fair while since he's, you know, won a race, but he's never been, you know, far away. It was, I think, the Ballarat Cup last year was his last win over 2,200 metres. But he's been racing, you know, good quality fields all the way through. So and did appreciate a slight dropping grade there on Saturday, and was very strong at the finish. So be interesting to see where he goes. He might go back to Ballarat again.
Now, the Brian Crowley, nice win by Sprite, but gee, Star of Monsoon was a run from last.
Yeah, there's a couple of good runs in this. They did go quite quick early, which actually set the race up for back markers. You see that the first three on the home turn and finished with the cap catches. So it was sort of set up for those run-on type horses, and particularly the winner, you know, Sprite, who's, you know, showed a lot of promise last time in. You know, she didn't win a race, but she was always handily placed around some pretty good horses like Omar, Sword, Telperian and so forth. And obviously after the spell, she's come back. She had a sock win there at Rose Hill in a midweek maiden, and she's made the step up there on Saturday. So clearly she's gone to a new peak there on Saturday, and obviously I think with more to come now that she's a much more mature filly. But as you say, Star of Monson is still a maiden too, Sean, so there's a lot to like about her performance. But she does tend to get back, so maybe she might be looking for a slightly longer trip, you know, when we see her next time in. But and Far Away Town, I think we should mention her as well. She was another run-on horse, and her form is very good, at two around the Yankee Rose and those sorts of fillies. So, a win for her is not far away either.
Do you think Winx might be requesting that any reference to her be removed from the form guide when El Divino's racing?
I did like him on Saturday. I thought it was a good race for him, but unfortunately he pulled up distressed, so I suppose he'll have to wait for another day. But he's had a sort of an awkward preparation, I guess, but I still think he's a horse of some talent. So I think Gay's turning him out and start afresh again in the autumn, so we might see him do it. But I think you can put a line through Saturday's run. Obviously all was not right with him, but another horse from the race, though, Sushi, we should mention, had blinkers on resuming. He'll take a lot of benefit from that run. He was carrying a big weight there first up and giving away weight, you know, all round. His performance wasn't all that bad, so I think we'll see him improve markedly when what he next races.
All right, now the Nivison over the 1200 Egyptian Symbol, good tough win.
Yeah, she was another horse that brought some good form lines to this race from her last preparation, and round horses like Red Zell and Southern Legend and Mahuda and so forth. So she had a touch of quality about her on Saturday, and I guess it just depended on how far forward she was. And she's returned there with a figure equal to her previous master rating, which is always a good sign for horses coming back from a spell. So I don't think there's any doubt that she's set for a pretty good campaign, and particularly the last 100 metres of a race was pretty good, and she actually just showed that turn of foot, which, you know, stamps the good horses from the, you know, from the average ones. So, she's in for a good campaign. Artistry was very good there first up, and she's second up in the last campaign. So our listeners should watch out for her when Snowden's put her down next. But the race has a bit of depth. It wouldn't surprise to rule the river also resuming, take a lot of improvement out of the race as well.
Now, Gary Spieth, that was a terrific run in the Lightning.
Yeah, amazing performance. The horse was 14 pounds or so out of a handicap, so he was really racing way out of his grade. But he's a horse of tremendous potential, as he showed last campaign with some pretty sterling performances under big weights. And his performance there on Saturday was a terrific effort, where he's given a huge start and just finished off and beat some pretty handy sprinters first up there. So, he's in for a really good campaign, and it's interesting to see Bryce say that he may not even be his best until the autumn. So, he's an exciting prospect, and Cape and Nick was was good, running on from back in the field. Lee Cordon Bleu, probably an easier assignment for him somewhere. But, a good quality race. I wouldn't be surprised if a few winners came out. It's Cooling's another horse that was first up, probably just needed to run. So I think it's a race our listeners should keep an eye on.
All right. Looking further south, the Caulfield Cup, Jamaica was impressive.
Yeah, she's continued right on with that terrific form she's shown all the way through, since she first resumed this campaign. And last preparation at three, Connections always had a very high opinion of her when they tried her against the boys in the Rachel Guineas and in the ATC Derby, and she wasn't disgraced in either of those races. And traditionally, the ATC Derby is still a good form race for the Caulfield Cup, and so it was there on Saturday. She's made improvement off that three-year-old form, and we've got a rated time form rating of 121, which is backed up by a pretty good time figure from the out of the race, and on that figure makes her the highest rated four-year-old mare either to win or run a place in this race in the last 30 years. So she's in pretty elite company, and I think there are a couple of other points that should be noted. There's only a few mares that have actually won this race since the last 30 years, mares that have won it, and they do have a pretty reasonable record when they're back up in the Melbourne Cup. So I wouldn't be surprised if she took this form with her. She was pretty dominant, and you've got to say that even if she does get 1.5 or 2 kilos, that's not going to dim her chances all that much.
All right. A couple of the lighters here, Vengue Mask, the little engine, they got back early, made ground, and perhaps a lesser race over the carnival for them?
Yeah, there was a good spread of margin through the race here, which sort of adds further merit to the quality of the win by Jamaica. And I think, I suppose, you've got to mention Scottish. Nothing much went right for him. We've got him rating about £5 below his best figure in Europe, which probably is about right when you consider he's missed the start. He's, had all sorts of things go against him, and he still battled on very strongly. It was very game finish. And Exoferic with Glue On Shoes on for the first time was pretty gallant, getting third place there. And he's got some good form over, the mile and a half trip in Europe as well. And so he's obviously going to make his presence felt in Australia as well. So El Moonkus was good, Real Love, was okay as well. And Charles at Newton, I think, put a line through him. He just didn't settle and pulled himself into the ground. But, I think the form will hold up out of this race, Sean.
Talking with Gary Crisp from Racing and Sports, the Tristark down on Saturday, Gary, first six home. Sydney trained horses, and nice to see first seal for John Thompson back on the winner's circle.
Yeah, look, it was. I think she's been well documented that John's had his problems with her. She has been right for a little while, but, she was strong there on Saturday and turned the tables on Tycoon Tara, who we know that form line's pretty strong, and Pearls was in third place, so I think that she'll take even more improvement out of that race, and I think the Meyer in 2 weeks' time is her assignment, and you've got to say that she'll turn up there fit and ready to go, and on her figures, she ran 117 on Saturday. She can still do better than that, so she's still got something in the tank to offer, so I wouldn't be surprised to see her take a big hand in the Meyer in 2 weeks' time.
Well, our boy Malachi just turned it on Saturday in the sprint there at Caulfield. Brilliant win.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was a really heady ride, I think, too, by Dwayne Dunn to get the job done. And it was good first up behind Takedown, and he was strong on Saturday. And it's just an outstanding horse, a very consistent horse, and always rely on him to do his best. And Batten was much better there on Saturday, back to the 1,000, but I don't think that was the main reason. I think just the way the race was run suited him better. Lincoln Rupee was really good first up after such a long layoff, and you could probably build a case he might have been a bit stiff with that big weight, but let's hope he holds together and does improve off that, because if he does, he's going to add another dimension to the sprint races coming up.
Just looking at his first start in Mackay on 17th of May 2011. He got beaten by a mare called You Done It Again. She went on and won 7 or 8, but finished up getting flogged in the country tracks. He went on a bit from there, didn't he? Won a maiden at Gympie, next up by 11.5 lengths.
Yeah, Gympie, yeah. That's right. it just goes to show good things come out of Queensland, Sean.
Oh, there you go.
But But no, look, he's been marvellous, and the horses have done a terrific job with him. You know, they were on a hiding to nothing, I guess, getting a horse with such a consistent record, but they've done a terrific job with him, and the horse has, you know, been there giving his best all the time.
Well, I saw Wayne Hawks interviewed after the race, and he made a great comment. He said they got the horse in, he'd been very well looked after by the guys in Queensland. They'd looked after the horse well, even though he won a lot of races. And these days, the horse has struggled to win one race, let alone what he's done with about 7 or 8 of them.
That's as owners, we know that, Sean.
Oh, that's all right. We were a length and a half of having carnage after the 10th event. If Takedown had got the money over Voodoo Lad, Gary Moore may well have redesigned Caulfield Racecourse.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it have been good to see him press? Look, he was unlucky. Look, that horse is just flying at the moment and obviously stopped in his tracks and lost momentum. And, of course, the winner, Voodoo Lad, who, you know, had the momentum and ran away comfortably at the finish. But, I mean, can't take anything away from Voodoo Lad either. I mean, he's racing in tremendous form, and Darren Weir's got him going great since he's joined his stable. And you know, he'll have another crack at a Group 1, presumably sooner rather than later. But there'll be a good race for Takedown, I think, you know, in Melbourne. You know, he's going to be hard to beat. I think he runs in. He's rating very well at the moment. He's, you know, just off that run last start in Sydney, as you'd expect, because he didn't have a lot of luck there on Saturday. But, you know, he's a horse to watch for sure. And good project, I think, out of this race. Sean is a horse our listeners should take note of. He's just second up there on Saturday, slowly working his way into good form. You might remember he's a Group 1 winner at the Railway last, you know, season. So he might be headed that way again.
Interesting, Vanbrugh, he won the Coonji, and he's Chris Wallace spaced his run sort of a fortnight between most of them and just kept stepping him up in distance. It makes you wonder where he'd go next. I straight away just thought of that Zipping Classic at Sandown, mile and a half, and it's often not that strong.
Yeah, look, he's been a bit of a difficult horse to place, I think, because he's sort of not short of really top Group 1 company, as we've seen in his recent starts. But back into this grade under handicap conditions with a nice weight, he's was obviously, you know, very well placed. And I think that's a trick to him, is just where he'll go with him now. He'll get a bit more weight for this performance. But having said that, he's beaten in a pretty fair field here with Tom Melvin with a, you know, positive gear change on, you know, running much better in it somewhat, of course. Just had no luck at all under the big weight, and he was giving away weight all around there on Saturday. So I think we'll see a better performance from it somewhat under when he gets back to, you know, weight for age conditions.
Good standing, great ride by Blake Shin, and good training effort by James Cummings. This bloke looks all right.
He does. I mean, he's always showed a lot of promise, good standing, and his runs at Sydney were very good, obviously, and over a bit shorter distances than on Saturday, but he handled the 2,000 there quite comfortably. Didn't actually run to his peak rating on Saturday, which indicates that he's got more to give. It depends which way they go, if they're going to continue to a derby or tackle something else. But he's certainly a horse, I think, that will put his hand up if they do go the derby way. And in particular, that Blake ride him, and he leads. There's no better front-running rider around than Blake. So it was a very strong performance. And the runner-up was good again. He's had a long campaign and was good. And in inference, so you think Colt there for third, lightly raced horse with a big future as well, I think.
Eleonora, the granddaughter of Ethereal, on her way to the Oaks now.
Yeah, she was good. Great ride by Ollie there to get her home. And she's continuing that good trade of some of these New Zealand horses coming over here, Sean. They're having some easy pickings in some of these races. And her first start of 2,000 now, Saturday, she handled it very comfortably and ran to a new peak rating in the process. So she's certainly going the right race way. And the runner-up was good also, going from benchmark 64 at Matoa and running there second and not having a lot of luck. So she's probably, will take further improvement from the run.
Right, Matthew Smith got the money in the Alinghi with Palazzo Publico. It's always shown a lot of ability.
Yeah, she's always been very consistent, hasn't she? And she's raced everywhere. We saw her race up in Brisbane, during the winter up there, and ran quite well. So her first up form has been a little bit, not as good as some of the others, but certainly she's produced her in good form there on Saturday, and she's run to her standard figures there, getting a prize at big odds. A good performance by her.
Lightly raced Peacock, another Lonro, and they're just such good horses.
Yeah, well, he's certainly a horse that's turned the corner a bit, and he's a third run in on a Saturday, and obviously his previous run there at Flemington, things just didn't work out the way they should have for him. He was wide, no cover, but there on Saturday he got a better run and got the job done. He's another horse that continues to improve his figures. John's got a few of those in his stable at the moment, so the boys in blue might be lining up to tackle a few more of these races in coming weeks. Akatura, a horse we saw win very easily in midweek class at Rose Hill, back in trip there on Saturday, not having a lot of luck, and he can do better than that. So, again, could be another race for our listeners to keep an eye on.
All right. What really caught your eye across the weekend from a futures point of view?
Oh, definitely Spieth. I think he's the horse that's, whether it's the big time this campaign or whether it's in the autumn, but certainly he's got a big future.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Gary. Good to catch up.
Yeah, pleasure, Sean. See you later.